Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. Today we're speaking on affirmations, particularly positive affirmations. Now, they've become very popular, especially with the rise of social media. You've probably seen Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook posts that quote positive affirmations. But what are these magic words that claim to transform your mind and your life? As it turns out, there's a lot of science to back up exactly how a set of positive words can dramatically improve your mind and body. We're going to talk about positive affirmations and how they work. I'll try to explain to the best of my knowledge the ways you can use them in your life to create wealth, love, physical well-being, and so much more. So let's start off. What are words of affirmation? Positive affirmations are so much more than just feel-good quotes and positive statements. In short, positive affirmations are statements that are repeated to encourage and uplift the person speaking them. So in reality, a positive affirmation is actually part of the language of the brain. So we'll go into three elements of successful affirmations. So because the positive affirmations are written in the language of the brain, they follow a specific formula. So if you come across a quote on your internet, on the internet or in a book that claims to be a positive affirmation, but doesn't follow this formula, your brain won't register the thought accurately. And it turns out our brains are pretty strict and straightforward about their language rules. So number one, positive affirmations are always in the present tense. So if you see a positive affirmation that says, I will, I used to, or I'm going to, just move on. Your brain only responds to present tense statements. Number two, positive affirmations only include positive words. If you see a positive affirmation that has words like don't, or can't, or won't, it's not a statement you'll want to repeat. It takes your brain a lot of extra work to get past negative statements and transform them into positive ones. And we've always been told when we were little to don't say words like don't and can't and won't. That was for scientific purposes. And last but not least, positive affirmations are spoken as statements of fact and truth. Statements that contain words like might and could aren't nearly as powerful as statements that contain words like am and do. So how do we effectively use affirmations? We're going to share how our brain communicates. It does so in a very specific way. And understanding this can help your positive affirmations become more effective and powerful. Your brain is a complex and complicated network of information that is always, always sending and receiving thoughts and instructions at lightning speed. Every simple action you take is really a set of complicated communications between ourselves and the neurons, the cells called neurons. Because of the amount of information your brain has to process every single second, it takes everything you think and say in a very literal way. When you understand how this literal communication works, you begin to see how this affects your emotions, your behaviors, and even your physical well-being. Yes, the words we say can make us sick. Physically. All right, so the literal present tense brain. The brain doesn't communicate in future or past tense. Everything that happens is happening in the moment for your brain. When you think a thought, Your brain processes the information literal and prepares you for the action that should immediately follow the thought. You hear that? The immediately follow the thought. You don't even have to verbally say it. You just have to think it. For example, if you think to yourself, I'm going to have a great time on my date this weekend, your brain essentially hears good date and starts firing off all the connections to make your date an amazing one. The problem is, it starts firing off those connections in the moment, like right when you think it, when those feelings start. So you may get a boost of confidence and even start sending off some feel-good pheromones. But it will be in that moment, right then and there. This effect is highlighted when you start to fear something that might happen in the future. Have you ever thought about why you can have such a strong physical reaction to things that are fake? That you know that are fake. Take a scary movie, for instance. Your heart may pound, and you might even sweat and feel dizzy. This happens because your brain can't tell the difference between what you're experiencing right now and what you're imagining you might experience in the future. Your brain reacts to your thoughts in a very literal way, in the present moment, and prepares you for the perceived danger. This is why it's really important that your positive affirmations are always in the present tense. I will do great in my job interview tells your brain to set you up for success now, but not in the future. I am a great interviewer. I am a great employee. Strengthens the neural connections that make you feel confident, determined, and prepared for your interview. The positive word brain. Have you ever had an experience in which you're overcome with emotion? So you tell yourself, don't cry or don't get angry, only to find you become more upset? There are actually two things happening in the brain that makes phrases like don't cry increase your negative emotions. First, when you tell yourself don't cry, you are giving your brain two different commands. The first command is don't, and the second is cry. You can process the two words together and understand their meaning, but your brain hears the word cry and begins to activate the neural connections for that command. In the end, you're essentially telling yourself to cry over and over again. Second, a simple command like cry takes one small process for your brain to interpret. It's straightforward and simple. A command like don't cry takes further interpretation. While your brain is busy firing off the processes to follow the command cry, it's also going through a multi-step process of following the don't command and then negating the entire command of don't cry. Unfortunately, after all that work, you have given your brain an action to take instead of crying. It searches for something else to do, but you haven't told it what to do. So the next time you're in a situation where you want to experience the opposite emotion, think of that opposite emotion and command yourself to do that instead. Instead of don't cry, try I am calm and see what happens. I am calm. It works. All right, let's talk about the focused brain. With all this talk of the strict rules and patterns of your brain, you may start to feel a little annoyed with how literal your brain can be. Though it seems like an annoyance, these systems, and processes are actually in place to help you better achieve your goals. The world is full of sensory information that frankly is of no use to you. Excuse me. If you had to consciously and actively process every piece of information that comes toward you, then try to make a decision and take an action. You'd be completely overwhelmed. Your brain has an autopilot function that filters information and guides your actions so you don't have to. It's actually an incredible helpful process. If you're hungry, you don't have to think about every sound, smell, and sight in your environment and think about whether it's food or not. Instead, your brain senses the hunger and filters out the junk. In turn, potential food sources stand out to you. When you drive down a busy street, you probably don't notice every single store and business. But when you're hungry, chow, you probably notice all the restaurants. That's the system at work. If you don't consciously decide something else will, because your brain is constantly looking for clues to filter your environment and guide your actions. It will pick up on any available influence. This could mean all the subconscious fears and doubts you haven't dealt with, or even messages embedded in your environment. Luckily, you have a lot of control in this process. Your brain is eager to set you up for success. All you have to do is instruct it. This is why positive affirmations are so powerful. Your brain is always looking for a command. And if you can clearly give it one in the language it speaks, it will activate everything you need to make your wildest dreams come true. Repetition is the key to success. We heard that in the podcast we spoke about rituals. Repetition. To understand how positive affirmations work and why they're an excellent tool for creating the life you want to live, it's important to understand why repetition is so important. As you start using positive affirmations, you may feel like repeating them over and over again is a waste of time. If the brain responds to positive present tense statements, then why is it necessary to repeat them several times every single day, you ask? Because your brain is a creature of habit. The processes inside your brain are set up to help you succeed. To run efficiently, your brain strengthens its connections every time you think, feel, and do. Every time you think, feel, and do. This helps you perform tasks with less energy and more focus. Think about driving a car or riding a bike. It can be awkward at first when you're learning, but after you figure it out, it comes naturally, doesn't it? This is because your brain strengthens those connections every time you repeat the action and those thoughts. Everything you want can come naturally to you through the use of repeated positive affirmations. All right, let's see. Let's go to break the tension. Sometimes positive affirmations can feel like a lie. If you're not happy with your weight, repeating the phrase, "I love my body and I maintain the perfect weight," may feel like an outright lie. For many people, this is where affirmations take a wrong turn. It seems unnatural to repeat something that is completely untrue. Because of this, you may be tempted to change your affirmation into a more comfortable phrase like, "I can lose weight," or "I can't keep up with my diet." These affirmations won't be effective for all the reasons we discussed before. But there's also something else to be said for the discomfort of repeating a false phrase. We don't like tension. Most of our life is spent avoiding, preventing, and fixing discomfort. So it's no wonder that people use ineffective affirmations, because effective affirmations are often uncomfortable. Yet, it is exactly this discomfort that makes them work so well. When you come across an affirmation that makes you squirm in discomfort, it's a good sign that it's probably exactly the affirmation you need to repeat. If you feel uncomfortable about lying to yourself, you'll want to fix it. You'll either change the affirmation to make it comfortable, or you'll change your lifestyle and your habits to make the affirmation true. The latter action is the response that will completely transform your life for the better. That goes along with the saying, fake it till you make it. Fake it till you make it. So what can positive affirmations help you with? You can use positive affirmations to accomplish anything imaginable. Most people use positive affirmations to shift their attitudes about themselves. Confidence and self-esteem are certainly the number one reasons people use positive affirmations. But you don't have to limit yourself to these uses. With positive affirmations, you can manifest more money. You can attract romance. You can create positive relationships. You can lose weight. You can exercise more by training your brain to get used to a thought, emotion, or behavior. You set yourself up for success. Let me say that again. By training your brain to get used to a thought, an emotion, or behavior, you are setting yourself up for success. This success can come from any part of your life. So you want to know, how do you write a positive affirmation? There are plenty of resources, excellent resources that list positive affirmations, including the list I'm going to provide you with. We're going to read some of my positive affirmations. However, you can create affirmations that are specific to your situation. Whatever it is you're looking to achieve, whatever you want to attract, if you want to manifest, be sure to use the language of the brain that we spoke about earlier. Make sure your affirmation only contains positive words. If your affirmation contains don't, can't, or won't, refrain from the affirmation. It will confirm what you're trying to achieve. Make sure your affirmation is in the present tense, even if it's untrue. The discomfort you feel will motivate you to change, and you will make that affirmation true. It's dependent on you, on how long, how long it'll take. Even if you're not rich, repeating, I'm wealthy, I have plenty of money, is a great affirmation to propel you toward financial success. I like to share, money comes to me easily, whether I work for it or not. I am a money magnet. You share the thoughts that work for you. Make sure your affirmation, again, is in the present tense, even if it's untrue. Be relevant. If you're creating an affirmation for a specific situation, think about the things you want to achieve. If you want to give a great job interview, think about what that entails. Does giving a good job interview mean you're confident, experienced, likable, and successful? Create affirmations using those qualities in the present tense. Don't say, I will give a great interview. Say, I am confident, I am experienced, likable, and successful. Everyone noticed these qualities. And then repeat your affirmation. There's no formula on how often or how many times you should repeat a positive affirmation. Many people set a routine that works for them, like repeating the affirmation 20 times, 3 times a day. As long as you are focused when you repeat it and you repeat it frequently, it will be successful. A good rule of thumb is to repeat the affirmation for at least 5 minutes, 3 times a day. Empower your affirmation with physical touch. You can supercharge your affirmations by tapping on the back of your hand or gently caressing where you feel negative emotion. For example, if you want to lose weight, think about your happiness with your weight. Think about your unhappiness with your weight. Where do you feel it in your body? If you feel a sinking sensation in your stomach, you can gently rub your stomach while you repeat the affirmation. Tapping any part of your body works the same way. This creates a muscle memory attached to the feeling and thought. And whenever you repeat that physical action, your brain and body will remember the positive affirmation. So here are some examples of positive affirmations. I know, accept, and am true to myself. I eat well, exercise regularly, and get plenty of rest. I learn from my mistakes. I never give up. I enjoy life to the fullest. I accept others for who they are. I commit to learning new things. I endeavor to be the best that I can be. Here are some positive affirmations to help you clarify and obtain your career goals. I further my career with every action I take. I have my dream job. I love every day that I work. My career brings me closer to my family. My job brings me financial abundance. My coworkers love being around me. My boss values the work I do. I am a valued employee. My clients appreciate and value my work. I attract new clients every day. My positive attitude, confidence, and hard work naturally draws in new opportunities. I am enthusiastic and excited about my work. My enthusiasm about my job is contagious. My workplace is peaceful and full of love. I make decisions easily. I speak positively about my coworkers, and they respond by speaking positively about me. I am rewarded for doing my best. I engage in healthy stimulation during my breaks. I eat healthy, nutritious food during my lunch break, and my body is grateful, granting me energy and good health in return. I radiate success. And here's a few positive affirmations for love. Whether you want to improve the romantic relationship you're already in, or you want to attract your soulmate, positive affirmations can prepare and guide you towards healthy, happy partnerships. I radiate love, and others reflect love back to me. I am loving and lovable. I am attractive. My romantic relationship is healthy, long-lasting, and full of love. My partner is kind, compassionate, and understanding. My partner is very physically and spiritually attracted to me. I am with my soulmate, and we share a life full of love. Life is full of love, and I find it everywhere I go. My relationship is divine, and my partner and I are perfectly matched. There is a deep understanding between my partner and I. Forgiveness and compassion is the foundation of my romantic relationship. It is easy for me to look in the mirror and say, "I love you." My words are always kind and loving, and in return, I hear kindness and love from others. Every day of my life is filled with love. All communication between my partner and I is loving and kind. Everything about me is lovable and worthy of love. I am with my soulmate because I am loving. I am a loving, kind person who deserves true love. I wake up every morning filled with joy because I know that I face each day with the support and love of my partner. My partner finds me sexy because he is attracted to every part of me. All of my relationships are healthy because they are based in love and compassion. We have a few positive affirmations for losing weight. Easy access to unhealthy foods have created an epidemic around the world. The temptation to choose convenience over health is difficult to overcome. So many of us struggle with weight loss, going back and forth between diets, but never finding success. So these affirmations, they're for us. I love everything about my body. I am grateful for how effectively and efficiently my body works. I accept the shape of my body and I find it beautiful and appealing. I only make healthy and nourishing eating choices. I take care of my body and exercise every day. My body is healthy and full of energy. My body is filled with energy. My body is filled with healing energy every time I inhale. I'm saying that again. My body is filled with healing energy every time I inhale. I am very grateful and happy about my weight. I crave healthy, nutritious foods. However, when I say I am grateful and happy about my weight, you would put in your desired, you fill that in with your desired weight. I didn't want to share what mine is. So it would read, I am very grateful and happy that I weigh 150 pounds. Okay. I crave healthy, nutritious foods. I love the taste of fruits and vegetables. I am in love with every cell in my body. I radiate confidence and others respect me. Others find me sexy and desirable. I am filled with love, hope, and confidence. I greet each second of life with enthusiasm and hope. I am grateful for the life force and energy that runs through my body. Every action I take increases my confidence. Everything I think, say, and do makes me healthier. I feel safe and comfortable in my body. So let's speak about self-esteem, and then we're going to end this conversation. In the world of dating, relationships, love, work, and overall health, a high level of self-esteem is crucial for success. That's why affirmations, positive affirmations, saying them every day, bringing them into fruition, training our brain with positive thoughts, we're creating